Maybe this is the last time I'm going to say this. There is 15 psalms in the towards the fourth book of Psalter, the book of Psalms, and the Psalm 120 to Psalm 134 were all titled Song of Ascents. Ascending because of, it was a pilgrimage the Israelites are called to gather in Jerusalem. The city of God in Zion is a spiritual name for that. Spring, summer, and fall, the entire family will be traveled on this pilgrimage. Literally, there was pilgrimage for them, but in symbolically, for every believer is on this spiritual pilgrimage in our entire life. And that the psalms are set aside as a kind of pilgrim song or hymn book or prayer book to guide the Israelites and but also us. And then it is intentionally designed by triad, five triad, starting with always with trouble, trust, and triumph. And these are the at least 15 things, repetitive things, that we ought to practice in our lifelong spiritual pilgrimage toward God. In other words, these are the 15 essentials as we follow Christ that we ought to continually pay attention to and pray and practice. So let's get a quick review. We've all been starting with Psalm 120 was all about starting with a U-turn, meaning repentance. Psalm 121 is looking to God for help. 122, gathering to worship God. 123, clinging to God's sovereignty and mercy. And 124, becoming confident in God's help. Psalm 125, finding unshakable security in God. And Psalm 126, sowing in tears for shouts for joy. Psalm 127, becoming a wise builder. Psalm 128, living the blessed life. Psalm 129, persevering in the lifelong journey. And Psalm 130, hoping in God. Psalm 131, keeping a quiet, humble heart. Psalm 132, maturing through obedience. Psalm 133, last week, dwelling together in unity. Now, today is about blessing God as blessed ones. Some of the titles remind you just a little bit about it, but I think what I want to reiterate is that this is what we ought to practice in our spiritual journey, spiritual pilgrimage toward God, as a cycle. And then the final triad today, as we're looking at Psalm 132 to 34, we're ending on the 34. But just imagine that the pilgrimage is ending. They're coming to the city of God, Zion, coming into the temple, gathering around. And it's all about Zion, Jerusalem. And Psalm 132 is all about coming into Zion, the Ark of the Covenant and the people of God. Psalm 133 is the Lord brings blessing upon Zion. in which the people of God dwelling together in unity. Now, the last one today is about people of God bless the Lord who blesses them from Zion. Obviously, the keynote or key word of this psalm is the word bless. The Hebrew word is barak. And it literally means to kneel or bow down. And there's a two different kinds of blessing or bless here. And then Ray Fowler helps us to distinguish this way. We bless God by worshiping, literally bowing down, kneel down and worshiping and praising the Lord for who God is and what He has done for us. We read it in English Standard Version this morning, and we'll be going through that version too. But in NIV, New International Version, the verse 1 and 2 is to use the word praise. And then verse 3 is bless. So maybe it's to distinguish that, but it's the same word, barak. God blesses us by reaching down to take care of us and our needs. Obviously, God has no need to bow down, kneel down. But in a sense, this is an amazing truth, is that God stooping down, God condescending, and this is the only time it sounds, the meaning of the word condescending is a good, positive one. On our level, and He meets us where we are, and then fill us what we are not. In our cases, we acknowledge what He is. So, the cyclical thing about this thing is really actually the theme of this short psalm. So in light of that, I think we need to imagine. So all these, instead of thinking there's three verses, all that sounds very mundane. But think about people coming to Zion. And there is actually the two different ways of singing. In other words, it's two groups of people singing. The Israelites coming in to the priests who are staying in the house of the Lord during the night, said, "Come bless the Lord. Lift up your hands and praise the Lord." The verse 1 and 2. And in response, the priests are going, "May God bless you from Zion." So two things are going on at the same time. The question is, if the spiritual pilgrimage or life, our spiritual journey is so important, and this has to be repetitive in cyclical relationship or the recycle of every spiritual rhythms and yearly, as we have done, why is it so important that it ends on this? That's important. In other words, this is the ultimate priority of our spiritual journey. If you belong to Christ, if you belong to God, if we are the people of God, This is the ultimate priority. And let's meditate on that question. Why is it? Why make blessing God the ultimate priority of life? Number one reason, blessing God is an invitation and a command in following Christ. Verse 1, come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord. In the beginning of Songs of Ascent, in Psalm 120, it began with starting with the U-turn, the repentance. Why? The pilgrimage that started the land of Kedar. It's a very foreign land and secular city, region, and the people who are irreligious, irreverent toward God and secular. And then the encouragement is, I will turn to God and city of God, Zion, Jerusalem. And it ended in Jerusalem, and Psalm 134 ends with blessing. That's what Christian life is all about as well. Do you remember that? Psalm 120 started, Songs of Ascent said like this, deliver me, O God, from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue. Woe to me that I sojourn in Meshach, that I dwell among the tents of Kedar. Those are the foreign, not only distant, far distant land, but also the land where there's reverence of God is non-existent. So our pilgrimage also in following Christ starts with repentance, and which leads us to bless God. In a few minutes, we're going to take Lord's Supper communion. That's to remember what God has done to forgive our sins. Our sins are already forgiven. But we come with, once again, the cycle of spiritual journey is that we turn to God from the things that we've been holding on to. Not because we need another forgiveness, but because our relationship with God will be restored in a sense that God will bless us. Notice that it is an invitation to praise and glorify God and enjoy God forever. I think the problem with our mindset at times is that those two are very different things. So, glorify God, the scripture says. Praise God. Yes, I will do that. But enjoying God is, I want to enjoy something else. I pay the due, religious due, so I could do whatever I want to enjoy. But God is giving his invitation to the fullness of joy is not separate from God, but God himself. And dwelling place of God, Zion, that's where blessing comes from. God blesses from Zion. Once again, it's not physical for us, place of Jerusalem, for us where God dwells, and what Hebrews 12 actually mentions, Jesus being the center of our fellowship. It is also a command to turn our focus from self and worldly things to God, like our Creator, our Savior, and Lord. Secondly, why make blessing God the ultimate priority of life? Blessing God leads us to be blessed by God in a cycle of grace and gratitude. The verse 3, once again, this is a response to the bless the Lord. Right? May the Lord bless you from Zion. Maybe as the Israelites, their families going back to, heading back to their home, may the Lord bless you from Zion, who made heaven and earth. In other words, we bless God because God blesses us. And God's blessing, which is grace, He blesses freely without any merit on our part. And God's blessing, His grace, evokes our blessing God, which is gratitude. It is the cyclical experience in the pilgrimage. So God's blessing is to be desired in our lives more than anything. In Psalm 73:25 says, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you." This psalmist, in a very dark place, that everything's stripped away. And he finally comes to this confession. But truth is that even if we don't hit the rock bottom, there's nothing on earth that I desire besides you, should be the Christian reality in everyday life. God's blessing is threefold: to keep us, to protect us, to sustain us. Number two, to be gracious to us. And finally, to give us peace. Once again, that peace is not absence of battles or war or conflict, but shalom, the wholeness of our being. Where did it come from? And you might wonder, you know, whenever we finish our service, the benediction that I'm usually doing and sticking to the Aaronic blessing. In other words, Moses is receiving God's word, and to Aaron, who is actually a priest, and the Levites, the instruction to bless the people of God. In Numbers 6, 22 to 26, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his son, saying, thus you shall bless the people of Israel. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." So, it is not only invitation and command, but blessing God gives us ultimate purpose of lifelong journey to God. 1 Corinthians 10:31, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." In blessing God as the ultimate priority of our life, we get easily distracted by the urgency of good things. It's always the enemy of the best thing. It's not the bad things, but the good things. and as well as the lures of bad things. So because of that, as fellow pilgrims, we are to admonish one another, encourage one another, to keep our focus on blessing God and pronounce God's blessing on one another. The Westminster Catechism, the first question, number one question, so what is the chief end of man? It is the chief end of man. You know, the ultimate purpose of life is twofold, to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. When I was growing up, I was very familiar with this catechism, but I really thought that enjoying God was kind of not necessary, more of addendum for the real thing. But if you look at this psalm, the whole thing is one thing. Blessing God, glorifying God, because we are blessed. Blessing God out of our enjoyment of God. Or blessing God by enjoying Him forever. Why? In Psalm 16, this is David's Psalm, verse 11, you have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. I think we need to think about our own hearts. It's a good thing to gather on Sunday, Lord's Day, to praise God and worship God and bless God. Does it continue through Monday through Saturday as well? And could it be that we still have a kind of this dualistic mind, or dichotomy between blessing God and the ultimate pleasure of God in our lives? Ultimate satisfaction in life is with God Himself. So worshiping is not actually paying due religious due to do whatever I want to do or whatever I want God's help to do. Well, we see that God is the most precious treasure, joy, the ultimate joy and pleasure in my life. Then worship becomes expression out of overflow of gratitude. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It's a Living Translation, New in Living Translation, paraphrases very poignantly, the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need in the Lord. In my own life right now, there are so many things not right. So many things feel broken. So many things lacking. But God's pleasure is that in Christ Jesus is that when we belong to God, we have everything in Him. Therefore, blessing God is the main thing that overrides everything else, not only in this life, but also in the life to come in heavenly Zion. There are several things that are important, and even Christian life. But this is the main thing that overrides everything. Eugene Peterson's book, A Long Obedience in the Same Direction, is the reflection meditation on the Songs of Ascent. And he concludes on this psalm this way. It's such a good way of to end. Peterson writes, the first question in the Westminster Shorter Catechism is, what is the chief end of man? What is the final purpose? What is the main thing about us? Where are we going? And what will we do when we get there? The answer is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Glorify, enjoy. There are other things involved in Christian discipleship. The songs of ascent have shown some of them, but it is extremely important to know the one thing that overrides everything else. The main thing is not the work of the Lord, work for the Lord. It is not suffering in the name of the Lord. It is not witnessing to the Lord. It is not teaching Sunday school for the Lord. It is not being responsible for the sake of the Lord in community. It is not keeping the Ten Commandments, not loving your neighbor, not observing the golden rule. The chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Or, in the vocabulary of Psalm 134, bless God. People of God, my beloved sisters and brothers, we are the people of God that belongs to God, who owns everything, who is a creator and sustainer, who redeemed us. So when we look at ourselves, or surrounding, you know, things are quite depressing. And even as a small congregation, when we look to God and the vast greatness of God and this ultimate purpose, twofold purpose of our existence, not only as individual Christians, Christ followers, but as a church of God, we have a reason to celebrate. We have a reason to rejoice every day. This is what it means to be people of God, people of faith in Christ Jesus, to rejoice by faith in the Lord, in everything. Not necessarily for everything, because sometimes things are bad. But in the Lord, we could still give thanks and rejoice. I don't know what circumstances that you had, what kind of week you had. Maybe some very heavy burden, worrisome, stressful week. And maybe some of you went through very difficult, you know, work days or family troubles and concerns for the health of your loved ones. But as we come, we need to be reminded by that we belong to God who dwells in Zion, spiritual Zion, meaning where Christ brings us together. May the Lord bless you as you are blessing Him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this Songs of Ascent and how it ends with this crescendo of this proclamation of the ultimate priority of our life. And we pray that you would be the reason for our just feeling blessed. That we also pray that you would be the reason that we are so urged and motivated and long to praise you and bless you. In a sense, then, we pray that you will make us supernatural people that do not belong to this world, but belong to spiritual Zion. And we thank you, Lord, that you provided us brothers and sisters to journey with, and your scripture as our guide. So we pray that Crossway will be continually be filled with this gratitude for your grace, individually and corporately. In Jesus' name, amen.